What the hell is that?
There's some kind of unidentified bogey coming in from the north.
Roger that.
And it's coming in fast.
He has a huge responsibility, and Martha is the only one that he can talk to about, you know, his other personality. So when he comes back and he's kind of faced with, you know, how do I get back into society? You know, how do I was never really in it in the first place, but my little part, the little part of me that was, has now been challenged. That image that I have there is not what it was, and how do I incorporate myself back into that life? Well, I think there are a few elements that make Superman so popular. Heroes, we all love heroes. We love to be inspired by people and by things. And Superman stands for everything that's great in humanity, I think. All the things that we can aspire to as humans to become more like him. And it was very satisfying to let everyone see all the work that we'd done, and to kick off filming, you know, Superman's part of the film. It was very, very neat.
Lois originally wrote that article because she was so hurt. So I think the original motivation came from anger, fear, pain, really what everyone feels when somebody they love leaves them and they have questions and they can't ask that person because they're not there. I think she needed an outlet to vent that. She's definitely the type of woman that she thinks she doesn't need to be saved, ever, you know, and she'll just take care of things on her own. She's very independent, she's very driven, very strong-willed, which can be slightly frustrating for the men in her life.
This just came through the fax. If Lois's handwriting, I'd recognize it anywhere. I just have no idea what the numbers mean.
The coordinates. It's just off the coast. Jimmy, tell Perry I'm taking the seaplane. And keep trying yourself.
Brandon assumes such a different personality and such a different posture as Superman, which is really cool to see as well, to see how he plays Clark Kent compared to Superman. It's such a subtle change, but it's a really incredible one as well.
Well, which article? I wrote dozens about him. I was practically his press agent.
I spent the night with Superman.
Richard. Come on. It was the title of an interview. Plus, it was your Uncle Perry's idea.
No. It's okay.
Richard, it's a long time ago.
Were you in love with him?
He was Superman. Everyone was in love with him.
But were you? This is where he learned who he was. This is where he came for guidance. Tell me everything. Superman is a superhero, but he's also a man, and has all of the, I think, emotional qualities that any human being has. He just happens to have these powers that allow him to fight against the evil, against the world.
Gods are selfish beings who fly around in little red capes and don't share their power with mankind.
No, I don't want to be a god. I just want to bring fire to the people.
And I want my cut.
Before I read the script, Brian talked to me about that it was going to be It was going to be a film that, although it was going to have all those elements of the comic book and certainly the level of humor that I think certainly the Donner films did, but that it was going to be darker, and that in particular Lex Luthor was going to be a character who wasn't quite the used car salesman, but more of somebody who's gone through so many changes and been feels that he's been so betrayed that he's now out for revenge.
Come on, let me hear you say it just once.
You're insane.
No! No, it was the other thing.
Superman will...
Wrong! Bring it on!
What do you got, Olsen?
Look, in the sky, Chief.
It's a bird.
No, look, it's... You wanted to see me?